This gentleman said, if we make this record, we'll clean up.
Well, he gave me a mop.
Come on then, Dizzy. Get beating, buddy.
Yes.
Get going now.
All right, now then. Hey, baby. What do I have to do to make a hit with you?
Oh. 1, 2, you got it. Stop it.
Stop. It's much too fast. All right. Try it again slow.
You got to dance with me, Henry.
All right, baby.
Jump with me, Henry.
Hey, don't be maybe.
Rock with me, Henry.
Any old time.
Talk with me, Henry.
Don't change my mind.
Dance with me, Henry.
All right, baby.
You got to dance, baby. You got to dance.
And while the cats are bawling, you'd better stop your calling. You got to swing it by the hour, or you'll be a wallflower. Dance with me, Minnie. You better dance while the music goes on.
Oh,
Minnie, come and dance with me. You better feel that boogie beat and get the lead out of your feet. Yes. Rock me, Minnie.
Okay, buddy.
Swing it, Minnie.
Will you stop singing in my melody?
Listen, I know what don't you hit me with that rock button.
No, put me down.
Come on, you rocker.
You know, up above my head, I hear music in the air. That makes me know there's a party somewhere.
Down. Burn, baby, burn. Disco inferno. Burn station. I couldn't get enough of it, so I had to step back through, step by step. The heat was on, was rising to the top. Everybody going strong. That is when my spot got hot. I heard some butters, they burn, oh baby, burn. Disco inferno, burn that mother down. Burn, oh baby, burn. Disco inferno, burn that mother down. Burn it all down.
Thank you. Five keen senses, five versatile fingers. Gemini, adding up the day, impatient to be done. Warm hand for the winter wind, a cool hand for the summer sun. Gemini, bringing chaos to its knees with thought as clear as crystal, cool as marble. Straight line vision, camera eye, total view. Say it like it is. Gemini, Mercury swift, final.
Say E, mm-hmm. I say E, and then you go, and then you kind of gasp. You put the three together, E, like that. And then you do I. See, and E, I'll do it real slow. E, I, E, 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 I, O, O, O. Gasp. You put the three together, E, and then you do I. Now do it real slow.
Once there was a town, and it was a lot like many other towns. It had alleys and swing sets, and a hose at the gas station that dinged when you drove over it. But in this town, there was only a commercial radio station that broadcast hideous commercials and brain-numbing swill from morning till night, so that one by one, people began wandering into the woods and not coming back. Until one day, public radio arrived, and suddenly you could hear organ sonatas and interviews with shepherds and festivals of Lithuanian choral music and a 9-minute documentary on an Appalachian woman who makes weather vanes out of coat hangers and call-in shows featuring sociologists, and life became good again. And that's why we here at the Ketchup Advisory Board ask you to support public radio. It's a lot like ketchup itself. Part of the richness and grandeur of life. Ketchup. All the best a ketchup can be.
The Ketchup Advisory Board. me.
Why do you suppose that is?
Because I'm the son of the devil?
Uh-huh. That's a good start. Why else?
Children, let me sing you a little song. I'm gonna make love to you, woman.
Well, you ain't Fiona Apple, and if you ain't Fiona Apple, I don't give a rat's ass.
What would drive a man to such a disgusting act?
My God, that's disgusting.
Whoa, dude, I have sex with a chicken. Please, I'm not a little pig, but goddammit, dude. Sarah, you get your bitch ass back in the kitchen and make me some pie.
You go to hell.
You butt pipe.
Sure, hon.
Hey, I'll blow your friggin' head off. You piece of crap.
I mean, you're one screwed up little kid. You understand?
He's a very disturbed little boy.
You want some cheesy poop?
Yeah, I want cheesy poop.
You can have an incy weensy bed, can't you?
Well,
just a weensy weensy room. I packed you some cheesy poop, some cappy tarts.
God damn it!
Just a weensy weensy woo.
Stupid questions, just stupid people.
Barf is gross! Nobody gives a rat's ass! Lunchy munchies? Mm? Oh yeah? Well, at least my mom's not on the cover of Crack Whore magazine. Get it! Will you shut the hell up? Oh my God! They killed Kitty!
Yea, believe in me and ye shall find peace. The way is paved with gold for ye who seek truth.
Wearing very, very black trunks, the king of all that is evil,
Barbara Streisand, Barbara Streisand.
I'm Barbara Streisand.
Barbara Streisand?
Barbara Streisand.
Kick the baby.
Leonard Maltin, yeah. Sidney Poitier.
Sidney Poitier?
Oh, yeah?
Piss that little hick.
You ugly snake. And your black heart, Barbara Streisand. Why don't you stop? Remember the good times. He would have wanted it.
Dans cet enfer moderne, nous vivons tous comme des fous. Dans cet enfer moderne, nous vivons tous comme des fous. Le monde monte, la tension monte, partout dans le monde. Et c'est le temps moderne qui nous rend tous fous. Wow! Dans cet enfer moderne, nous vivons tous comme des fous. Dans cet enfer moderne, nous vivons tous comme des fous. Il est trop probable que c'est le diable qui nous accable. Il serait pas possible que le diable ait mis notre âme. Dans cet enfer moderne, nous vivons tous comme des fous. Dans cet enfer moderne, nous vivons tous comme des fous.
Together. what your loving does to me. She thrills in the back of my car. She thrills how fine they are. She thrills up and down my spine. I need it cause it feels so fine. Now she thrills all over the seat. She thrills, the kind of loving can't be beat. She thrills up and down my spine. I need it cause it feels so fine. Now she thrills. She thrills. Cheap thrills, cheap thrills, cheap thrills, cheap thrills, cheap thrills set fire to my soul. Cheap thrills, like a story untold about cheap thrills up and down my spine. I need it cause it feels so fine. Cheap thrills, cheap thrills, cheap thrills, cheap thrills. Cheap thrills, how fine they are. Cheap thrills, up and down my spine. I need it cause it feels so fine. Cheap thrills, all over the sea. Cheap thrills, your kind of loving can't be beat. Cheap thrills, up and down my spine. I need it cause it feels so fine. Cheap thrills, cheap thrills, cheap thrills, cheap thrills, cheap thrills.
Well, on behalf of King KBC, the first of his name, I'd like to welcome you to this edition of the Bit Slap. I am KBC. I will be your host. You will enjoy the show, I think. You've gotten this far. It can't get any worse. We started with Peter Sellers. Dance With Me, Henry. I am not sure if that came from the Goons or not. It could be part of the Goons thing. It sounded like Harry Secombe in there with him. I don't know. Dred Zeppelin after that. Disco Inferno. The Zodiac Cosmic Sounds Collection. Gemini. The Cool Eye, for those of you born under the sign of Gemini. The Evolutionary Control Commission. Hillbilly Beatboxin'. Weird Al Yankovic. Canadian Idiot. Garrison Keillor and the Prairie Home Companion. The Ketchup Advisory Board commercial there. From South Park, from Chef Aid, we heard Mentally Dull, the Think Tank remix. The Somethings after that, Le Monde Infernal. And after that, sounded familiar? Yes, it should. It was Chubby Checker. That was My Mind. Something he did fairly recently. In a cosmic sense, anyway. And then Reuben and the Jets, Cheap Thrills. Of course, that was a side project of Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention back in about 1968-69, something like that. So, alright, so I'm KBC, and this is the Bit Slap, and I've been consumed for the last couple of weeks, really, with Game of Thrones on TV. I don't know if any of you have followed it or not. The second season just wrapped. Kind of a tie-it-all-together episode this week. Kind of meh, I thought. First season, of course, ended with a big, big bang. The second season just sort of tied everything together, and we look forward to season three. The dragons will be growing up. I would suggest you think about that. I actually went out and I got the book, the first book, called A Game of Thrones. The second one is called A Clash of Kings, part of the Ice and Snow saga, whatever it's called, by George R.R. Martin, not to be confused with the Beatle guy. It's about 800 pages long, so it took me about a month and a half to plow through it. And I was reading season one while season two was being played out, so I'm going to try and track down book number two. The show goes by so fast, and it's really, really so confusing. You got a thing here with like 20 main characters. So I found that reading the book was a good way to kind of slow it down and make sense of it all. So now I got to get to book two and book three, and I'm looking forward to that. So coming up, I have a spoiler alert for you. We have a song about the Game of Thrones. It's a season one recap by a guy named Scott Ellen Nost, and it may fill in some questions you may have about season one. So I'll be back after that. Please enjoy, and please stay tuned.
Found some puppies, gave one to each of his kids. Bran saw the queen do win a brother, paid quite the price for that peep show. King said to Ned, come be my hand. Jon Snow the bastard ran to the wall. Across the sea, Daenerys marries Conan, the barbarian, not the host. Game of Thrones, win or you die, I really hope I win. At King's Landing, Arya plays with swords. She wants to fight like a man. In the North Wall, keeps the zombies at bay. Jon Snow hates to be alone. Ned's wife captures Tyrion the dwarf. Blames him for what happened to Bran. Tyrion plays his tricks, escapes the Eyrie. He's the best actor on the show. Game of Thrones, win or you die. Really hope I win. Sons of the Ginger, betrothed to Joffrey. He's a spoiled little brat. King gets drunk, goes out hunting. He gets pwned by a boar. Ned finds the queen's kids are all from incest. Joffrey's uncle is his dad. Stark's all in trouble when Ned gets betrayed by the mayor of Baltimore. King of Thrones, win or you die. Really hope I win. Joffrey becomes king, but his uncle's won the throne. Tyrion wins a golden blow. Ned is locked up, loses his head in the north. Rob becomes king. Jon Snow marched north of the wall. It's still really cold. Conan dies, Daenerys cries. When a baby dragon sings. I really hope I win. Game of Thrones, win or you die. Let season two begin.
But my ship will steal the show. Baby, my red dress in the cleaner's child. But my ship will steal the show. Yes, it's fitting, child, it's fitting. And it ain't the back that's cut too low. Ain't where my high heels need to look, 'cause they hurt my toes is so bad. Ain't where my high heels sneak along, 'cause they hurt my toes so bad. So wear your spats and calfskin shoe to match my low heel a slipping you. Be my red dress in the cleaner, but my shift will steal a show. Send my red dress in the cleaner, but my shift will steal a show. Yes, it's a fitting, child, it's a fitting. Ain't the back that's cut too low.
When you're out with people, do you know what to do?
What to wear, your manners and your etiquette too.
Now here's a friendly cue for you in good taste.
Hi, this is Mary of the Shangri-Las with a few useful words about gift receiving. When you accept a gift from a boy, show him how much you appreciate it. The mere fact that he gave you one means a lot. Use it as soon as possible. Don't be disappointed that it's not an expensive bauble or the perfume you've been hoping for. It's as wrong to accept a personal, expensive gift from a fellow as it is for him to give one. He probably doesn't want to offend you or risk parental disapproval. As old hat as it may sound, it's still the thought that counts.
That was a good taste tip for you. Now here's something else that's good taste too.
Let's come up here and talk a little bit about our sponsor in this portion of our show. Bebop-a-rebop frozen rhubarb pie and rhubarb pie filling. You're walking through a meadow and through a herd of sheep. You walk through the tall grass of that meadow, and all of a sudden, there's a cliff beneath your feet, 1,000 feet straight down is the surf. You're on the very edge of the cliff, and you're trying to keep your balance, but you fall slowly off the cliff.
Honey.
And around the floor beside your bed,
what's that?
A quilt is wrapped around you.
Good morning.
Your wife has brought you a cup of coffee.
Oh, thanks.
She opens the blinds. So bright. Everything is so green and spring-like.
How long have I been sleeping here?
You take a hot shower. A bowl of hot oatmeal with hot salt on it. You feel the torpor of winter. Just fall away. Out of your dormant period. You burst out of that front door. You start up that old lawnmower. You mow that lawn in 2 minutes. You get out the garden tractor. Dig up that garden. Put in about 20 tomato plants. You get out the paint. You stir it. Get that garage painted. Clean out that basement. They're under the stairs. Under the stairs you find a guitar. You haven't seen that in 20 years. There's a Mel Bay guitar instruction book there. Learned about 15 new chords.
That and that, yeah.
Come
I'm upstairs.
Hi, why are you looking at me like that? What is it?
You know what?
Oh, that.
So you go in there for a while and you take care of that.
Thanks.
No problem.
Here you are. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning. Got all your chores done. Get in the car, go to the plant store, and you head down the highway. Oh, that wind feels so good. Pretty soon you're going 70 miles an hour. You go right past the plant store. Now you're out of town. You're going 100. Never knew this old car would go like this. Now a whole bunch of cars passing you. You look down and here you're wearing a blue and gold silk shirt with an STP insignia.
Come on, Mama, let's go get them Pickerwoods.
Out you go onto the track. You got her wound up to 120, 150. And now as you're coming around that turn, the hood raises and you're airborne. And you go up and over the crowd. And you're heading west over the ridge. When suddenly out of the cumulus clouds above, a German Messerschmitt comes straight at you, 2 o'clock. Push the stick to the left and you take her down, way down, down, down. And then you pull back and you just miss a Holstein. Pull that nose up and those trees, they're coming closer and closer and closer. Whoa! Hit that big pine tree and it bends and hits the ground. You're trapped in the wreckage. The flames are licking at your white scarf and your flight jacket. And suddenly she's there.
Just relax. Let me cut you loose. Oh, there. Grab hold of my arm.
Oh, yeah.
And she pulls you out of the flaming wreck.
Put your arm over my shoulder.
Ow.
Hurry, hurry. Gotta get away from that wreck before it... Guess she had some ammo aboard, huh?
She calls for help, and they take you to the camp hospital, and she visits you there.
Hi, Trooper. How you doing?
Not bad.
And over the next few days, you fall in love, of course.
There's something I need to tell you, Lieutenant.
What is it, Captain?
You ask her to marry you.
Well, okay.
But first, you have to get out of this POW camp. Did I mention the POW camp? No, well, you're in. A German POW camp. You wait until late one night when the searchlights are all turned the other way and it's very quiet. And you head out through the barbed wire and up across the minefield. There's no moon, it's dark. But you're both very brave because you love each other so much. And you walk through the minefield and up a hill.
You okay?
I'm fine. You okay?
Yeah, I'll go on ahead. You wait here.
Okay, be careful.
I will.
And you come over the top of that hill, and there's tall grass, but nobody around that you can see. Just some sheep. And you walk on a little farther, and then suddenly, whoa! It's the edge of that cliff again. Yep, doggone it. That's time for a piece of pie, I say. Bebop a rebop, rhubarb pie. One little thing can revive a guy, and that is a homemade rhubarb pie. Serve it up, nice and hot. Maybe things aren't as bad as you thought. Well, mama's little baby loves rhubarb, rhubarb, bebop, rebop, rhubarb pie. Mama's little baby loves rhubarb, rhubarb, bebop, rebop, rhubarb pie. A bebop, rebop, rhubarb pie.
Hear my ukulele, come on in here, come on in here. I give a demonstration daily, right over here, right over here. Walk up, choke this one up to me. Whenever I play, the world goes gay. The ukulele man is here, I'm the ukulele man. Come and listen if you can. The children love to hear me play. They even make their mother stay and stand and listen all the day to the ukulele man.
He's a ukulele man. He's a ukulele man. He's a ukulele man.
I'm the ukulele man. When I go out with my little black case, the strangest things occur. A lady smiled and asked me in. I stood and looked at her. She said, "Oh, doctor, look at this." To undress she began. I shut my eyes and shouted, "Stop! I'm the ukulele man. I'm the ukulele man. I'm the ukulele man. I'm not a doctor, that's quite true, but I prescribe a tonic too. Just smile and you'll come smiling through with the ukulele man. When I go out with my little black case, some people get me wrong. A nice young lady said to me, "I'm glad you came along. I'd like to see your underwear, please show me all you can." I said, "You won't see none of mine. I'm the ukulele man. I'm the ukulele man. I'm the ukulele man. I'm not a salesman, you can guess, but I sell something nonetheless. So come and buy some happiness from the ukulele man. When I go out with my little black case, the strangest jobs I get." A lady shouted out one day, "Don't clean those windows yet. I'm in my bath, so go away." But promptly in I ran. I'm not cleaning windows now, I'm the ukulele man. I'm the ukulele man. I'm the ukulele man. Though cleaning windows I refuse, I've got a happy piece of news. I'll come and clean up all your blues. I'm the ukulele man. Boys and girls, come out to play, for it is a lovely day. Leave your suppers and make hay hay with the ukulele man.
Why did I ever roam? I want to go back home. But the home that I long for ain't down in the Suwannee. It ain't on the shores of the lakes of Killarney. I don't want a home where the buffalo roam. And as for the lone prairie, you can have it, I don't want it, it's too flat for me. There's only one place that I long for, and that's what I'm singing this here song for. I want to go back, hey, to my home there, in Brooklyn, the USA there. Back to the whence I first came from. I want to see once more my little old home, next to the subway station. I want to see once more that little old school where they learned me my education. Oh, take me back to Brooklyn, where things was always good. That's where I always should have stood. Take me back to Brooklyn, USA. Ah, Brooklyn, 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 dear Brooklyn, how can I ever forget thee? You know, people say that we guys from Brooklyn talk funny. They say we ain't got no diction. Well, I fail to see where we guys from Brooklyn talk hardly no different than nobody else which talks decent English. And they're always making fun of the girls in Brooklyn. The girls are beautiful in Brooklyn. I'll never forget the first girl I met there. And her name wasn't one of those Brooklyn names like Moital or Goitrude. Her name? Her name was Dorothy. And she was lovely, Dorothy was. I met her at high school. I'll never forget her. She was sweet 16 and kind of chubby. Weighed 180. She was 5 feet in any direction. But she was a wonderful kind of girl to be in love with at school. You see, because on account of the way she was built, no matter where I sat in the classroom, I was right next to her. But it was a tough kind of a romance. I was at that awkward age, too young to get a job and too old to be a juvenile delinquent. So our love could never be, and it never was. But I'll never forget her, nor Brooklyn. Yes, I've seen the Taj Mahal. It's a picture no artist can paint. But Taj Mahal, Shmaj Mahal, Flatbush it ain't. Ho, 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 take me back to Brooklyn, USA.
If you want to get a thrill, if you want to see the sights, jump right in. I got an unidentified flying object, yeah. Let's go for a spin. We're going UFO. We're trying salt supply. We'll glide across the skies. Nobody will believe their eyes. Just when they think they've seen us, we'll zoom away to Venus. One moment we're in Mexico. Like that we're over Idaho. Just tell me where you wanna go in my UFO. UFO-ing. We're trying salt supplying. We'll glide across the skies. Nobody will believe their eyes. Just when they think they've seen us, we'll zoom away to Venus. One moment we're in Mexico. Like that we're over Idaho. Just tell me where you wanna go in my UFO. Across the skies, nobody will believe their eyes. Just when they think they've seen us, we'll zoom away to Venus. One moment we're in Mexico, like that we're over Idaho. Just tell me where you wanna go in my UFO. We're going to UFO. We're trying salt supply. We'll glide across the skies. Nobody will believe their eyes. Just when they think they've seen us, we zoom away to Venus. One moment we're in Mexico. Like that we're over Idaho. Just tell me where you wanna go in my UFO.
They'll tell you about Damien.
No.
Damien down 112.
No, you didn't.
Well, he had a terrible blow last Tuesday.
I had a lovely blow last Tuesday.
Well, no, you told me. You told me all about that. But Damien was in terrible trouble because people from the ecology, you know, the environmental people come round.
Mm.
And he was just off to the laundrette to take his wife once down there.
Oh, yeah, I know. He does that every Wednesday, doesn't he?
No, not every Wednesday, every 2 years.
Oh.
He's been wearing his wife once for about 2 years, you know. Mm. And every 2 years he thinks, well, you know, might as well get them cleaned up, you know. Get
Why
a
not?
Proper job done on them.
Get them scraped.
And, precisely. Anyway, these people from the Ministry of Environment come round. And they said, excuse me, before you take these wife fronts down to the... laundromat, we'd like to inspect them.
Why not?
And he thought it was something to do with, you know, Britain going decimal. But it wasn't. And they looked in his wife fronts and, fuck me, they discovered this endangered species. They found the only two living examples of the barking toad.
The barking toad?
Yeah, everybody thought the barking toad was extinct. But no, there was two of them. In Damien's wife fronts.
Was it the Barking and Romford toad or the...
No, no, it's not called a barking toad because it lives in Barking. It's called a barking toad because it goes woof. And they said, this is an endangered species. And they've been flourishing there. They've been flourishing there because it is exactly the right environment, you know.
Yeah.
Because they like it humid. They like, you know, plenty of humidity and... sort of body temperature, which Damien has, you know, his body is usually body temperature.
Well, if he's got anything, mate, it's body temperature.
He's got body temperature, I'll grant him that.
Yeah.
And he said, well, I've got these barking toads in my wife, and what do I do? And they said, well, we want them to breed, and you'll have to keep these wife ants on for at least 4 years.
Yeah.
Because we're hoping these two toads will, you know, get the horn and... get in the mood and, you know, spawn some more.
You see, I heard that...
You know, he's hoping that they'd spawn in his socks, and he has to keep his socks on for the next 2 years.
Blimey.
The man from the Environment Ministry, he thought the reason why these barking toads had taken refuge in Damien's wife fronts was because of the similarity of the bollocks that were hanging there in the first place.
Oh, they'd gone there thinking they could mate with the bollocks.
With the bollocks.
Fucking
and
stupid.
Indeed, they had been trying to mate with the bollocks, which, you know, Damien used to wake up in the night thinking, hello, what's going on? It was barking toads at his bollocks.
Yeah.
But he's got to keep them in there for another 2 years in the hope that they'll spawn, and, you know, the spawn will trickle down to his socks.
Do you think,
you know,
it's possible that the barking toads could, you know, could mate with his bollocks? Because that'd be interesting, wouldn't it?
Well, then you get a species called the web-footed barking bollocks, which would be a new thing, wouldn't it? Web-footed barking bollocks, but still... If it's an endangered species, I say fuck 'em.
Right.
I'd like to see every endangered species wiped off the fucking face of the earth.
Yeah.
People get they're all moaning on. They say whales are more intelligent than human beings.
Yeah.
Are they? Do you think whales and dolphins are more intelligent than human beings?
Oh yeah.
Why?
It says so.
Yeah, but they're not. Whales are fucking stupid. Can you mention one whale in the history of mankind that has had a record in the top 10? Can you? Can you mention one whale who's written the equivalent of Othello, Shakespeare, Health and Efficiency? They've produced nothing in the way of literature. All they've fucking produced is a load of other whales. And all they eat is fucking plankton. And they call them intelligent. Can you imagine drifting along in the sea with your mouth open with a lot of fucking plankton going in?
Yeah, I can imagine that.
You'd like it, would you? Just drifting around in the sea. And you can't... They're such cunts, they can't even breathe underwater. They have to keep coming up the whole fucking time and spouting. And then some cunt comes on telly and he says, oh, the whale has been wiped out by... mankind, save the fucking whales. Well, during the war, did we notice a lot of whales rallying round and saying, save England? I didn't notice many down my part of the world.
Oh,
I didn't see whales coming up with the Union Jack saying, we'll fight the Boche. No, they're doing fucking all swimming around the fucking sea, sucking fucking plankton down.
The whales were all Nazis. The Nuremberg rallies, mate. They were all whales.
What, they were tried in the Nuremberg trial?
No, they were whales at the rallies. Hitler was talking to whales.
Well, that done make him more intelligent, because Hitler lost, didn't he?
The tide turns twice, then turns again. Cancer's moon children watch from houses with all their windows opened wide, wanting to be touched by everything. Endless naked moonlight swims in the green sensational sea. Throbbing with the wave beat. Laughing the lunar laugh. sobbing in the dark when the moon shrinks. Pearl is white, onyx black. Both are smooth, and in Cancer's feeling hands, they come alive.
Okay. Slow it down there. And we have made it to the end of another Bit Slap for this week. In case you hadn't figured, this is an official grab bag episode. Grab bag number 28, if you're keeping score. We started with Scott Allen Nost and a season one recap of the Game of Thrones. Followed then by Sugar Pie DeSanto, Slippin' Mules. Now, some people will say it's Sugar Pea DeSanto. This is what I have. Mary Weiss of the Shangri-Las giving you a few classic tips on gift receiving. Back to the Prairie Home Companion and Bebop a Rhubop Rhubarb Pie. That was the Dream Edition. George Formby, a big favorite of George Harrison's. And that was I'm the Ukulele Man. Abe Burrows, his song about Brooklyn. Jimmy Durante, we're going UFOing. Derek and Clive. Dudley Moore and Peter Cook, the Endangered Species. And then getting ahead of ourselves, we went back to the Zodiac Cosmic Sounds for Cancer, the Moonchild. Because I will probably forget. I'm trying to do all of them over the year in time, and it's not working too well because I forgot about Gemini, but we're working ahead of ourselves on Cancer, the Moonchild. Okay, for those of you born under the sign of Cancer, like my wife. My wife is a Cancer. After that, the Voice Dude flying across the universe. And that's it. I do have a mystery tune for you. It's literally a mystery. One of the mysteries is going to be, how can you watch this? How can you listen to this? You'll find out. You will be on the edge of your seat. And I will be there with you. So meanwhile, I'll see you next week. Have a good week. Stay warm. Stay dry.
I'm Johnny, but that doesn't matter. I came here to tell you you're through.
What do you mean?
I'll tell you, old man. I'm 18 years old. I got a lot of spending to do, so I checked up on you. You're wanted in a few countries by the police, and also in the East you were practicing black magic. So they should be here in a while. I told them where you were.
What? Why, you young punk, you blew the whistle?
Yeah, old man, I blew the whistle. Don't try anything. I have a gun. You move and I'll kill you. I'll kill you and put you where you belong, in that garbage can. I'll put you in that strange garbage can you have downstairs.
I got that garbage can when I was in Thailand. It has supernatural qualities. They say no hay casts a spell on it.
Yeah? And that's where you belong, in that garbage can. The garbage can from Thailand.
You young punk, come here!
Let go of me, old man, let go of me!
You young punk!
I said, let go of me. I told you, you did a lot of damage to people. You hurt me also. I want you to know before you go that when you're dead, I'm going to put your body in that garbage can. That garbage can from Thailand. Later, when they find your body, they won't know what happened and they won't care either. And I'll live high off of the reward I'll get for turning you in.
I'll get you, you young punk. I'll get you if I had to come back from the grave.
Good. You're dead. So long, old man. It's been 3 nights now. Why haven't anything been in the papers about the old man? It's almost midnight. I'll go over here to the window. And I'll see what... Oh, no. That garbage can in front of my door. It's a garbage can I put the old man in. The garbage can from Thailand. How did it get here?
Yes. How did it get here? Where has it been for 2 nights? And now, Johnny, as you stand by the window, you see a sight that makes you want to stand there and scream. You see the top of the garbage can come off, and you see the old man get out. He's old, dead, and horrible looking. His gray hair is standing out, and he's horrible looking. He has long teeth. Your doors are locked. You tiptoe very quietly and sit down in a chair, making not a sound. You've managed to put out the light and tiptoe back to your chair. Only the moonlight shines in the window. You're afraid almost even to breathe as you sit there alone in the dark room, because you remember that the old man practiced black magic in the East. Also, he said that an old hag put a spell on the garbage can that you put him in. The garbage can from Thailand. And you know he's here to get you, Johnny. Will he come alone? Or will he bring some evil spirits with him from the grave? Suddenly, you hear a window break downstairs. And then you hear other sounds. Now you know that the old man didn't come alone. You sit there alone in the dark room filled with terror, and suddenly you feel an icy hand on your shoulder.
No! No.
You jump up from your chair and turn around.
No.
And standing there in back of you, face to face, is now the old man you killed. He's old, horrible looking, and he's dead.
Oh no, you!
I told you I come back from the grave, and I brought some more ghosts with me.
No, keep away from me, old man.
Go get him.
No, keep away from me, old man. No, please, keep away from me. No, keep away, keep back.
You have been listening to Garbage Can from Thailand, written and directed for radio by Judson Fountain. Johnny and the Old Man was played by Judson Fountain. This is your announcer, Sandor Weisberg.